For decades, Wall Street has been attracting top physical sciences PhDs to become quantitative analysts, commonly known as quants. But with the economy in turmoil, is quantitative finance still a good career choice? To find out, Science Careers contributor Chelsea Wald went to New York University's Courant Institute of Mathematical Sciences to talk with Lee Macklin. Macklin is an instructor at Courant and a founding partner of Pragma Financial Systems.
Lee Macklin, thanks for being here. First, why don't you tell me what are quants and what do they do?
Quants basically apply scientific method to solving Wall Street's math problems. And of course, with the increasing use of mathematics on Wall Street, they're very, very valuable. Increasingly, these skills are being put to use in practically every branch of finance. And without quants, there would be no modern Wall Street.
So how did you get into this career? What was your path?
I was a programmer who happened to be in the right place. I was always interested in finance, but wound up taking over more and more responsibility from my manager. And then, you know, there was a shakeup, and I found myself in one of those fortunate spots where I was running a quantitative trading department in a fairly well-known fund called Mint Investment Management. Mint was one of the early adopters of quantitative finance.
So what are some other routes into this profession, maybe some other typical routes?
You know, early on, there was a separation between the programmers, the researchers who had a business knowledge, and the mathematicians who were doing math. And basically what we've seen over the last 20 years or so is that those disciplines are being united in the Wall Street quant. Essentially, people coming from the physical sciences with a PhD or graduate degree in the physical sciences usually have a comfort with two of those, which is programming and mathematics. So the last piece would be the business knowledge, reading some of the papers that give them enough of a business background in finance to be able to apply the math and computing that they already know to financial problems.
And that leads to my next question. Should students interested in this kind of work take business courses as well as science and math courses? Should they consider getting MBAs?
I think MBAs are less useful than a master's in mathematical finance, like the program here at the Courant Institute. Masters in mathematical finance or masters in computational finance, which is another name for some of these programs that have more of a computing concentration, is a much more direct path to this objective.
So what kinds of companies hire quants?
Actually, it's the full range at this point. You know, it used to be that mathematical finance programs catered mostly to the sell side. So these are banks who are selling products to their clients. The buy side are hedge funds, pension managers, mutual fund managers, and they didn't use, or at least they didn't hire, the most sophisticated quants. They didn't use that mathematics until quite recently. And because that is an area that is really, really large and expanding, their use of mathematics has prompted us to include much more of a buy-side curriculum in our program.
What should that mean to someone entering or thinking of entering this profession?
Well, one, I think that the buy-side is much more open-ended and creative. You have a much broader range of talent that is going to be hired. And two, it means that all of the quants out there who have this hedge fund fantasy, now they can fulfill it. You know, the hedge funds are hiring high-level quants. It also means that the field itself is growing and has plenty of room to grow because the amount of money that's being managed there is, you know, larger than the banks and the sell-side institutions.
What kind of money can a quant expect to make starting out and then perhaps after 5 years?
It's probably a fraction of what they could, you know, expect to make before. But let me give you an example of, say, several years ago and then today. So several years ago, a quant coming out of a mathematical finance program would start at somewhere between 80K and 100K, and there would be a sizable bonus. You know, a typical bonus would be 25 to 40%. Today, I would think that, again, the difficulty is just getting in. The base salaries have not dropped so much, getting in probably 60, 70K, but then the bonus is going to be substantially lower, if there is one at all, this year. So this is sort of a bite the bullet kind of year. You know, the financial markets lead the economy as a whole. I mean, that's the job of markets, meaning they're predictors of the future, not, you know, the current conditions. And so actually, even though this is a very tough time to find a job on Wall Street, this is the right time to seek out the skills to find a job on Wall Street, meaning it will be the financial markets that recover first. So maybe this isn't a typical year. We're seeing a lot of turmoil, but the changes that are taking place that are basically replacing non-quantitative positions with quantitative positions, this is a trend that is going to only continue and perhaps even accelerate. If anything, the discipline of risk management is going to become more rigorous. It's going to require more math, and people are going to be more selective in who they hire. And over the years, this is still a very, very good choice for a profession.
So the last question is, quants have been blamed for at least part of the current crisis. What might be the morale effects of the blame that's being heaped on quants?
I can't say it's insignificant. I've, you know, talked to a bunch of former students who are feeling the effect of the deterioration of some of these departments. Some of them are actually considering leaving the field. But I don't think that decision is a rational decision. That's based on, as you said, morale. In terms of how well does this business pay, what is its potential in the future, and all of that is positive. You know, if anything, you're going to see more growth out of this field and more use of math and computing. Wall Street is going to look to people who also have these skills to apply, you know, ever more rigorous standards to regulating and reining in the kind of quantitative trading that led to some of these blow-ups. So I don't see the role of the quant diminishing because of this. And I do expect that these markets are going to turn around first in finance. People are seeing these layoffs first in finance, and now you're seeing it on Main Street. So first on Wall Street, then on Main Street, and you're going to see hiring first on Wall Street as well. So this is a really good time to position for those roles.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
That was contributor Chelsea Wald speaking with Lee Macklin at NYU's Courant Institute of Mathematical Sciences in New York. You can read more about careers in quantitative analysis in a special package on careers in financial analysis in this week's Science and online at sciencecareers.org.